Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel Radio. Yeah, I've been off the air for about a week now, and I had to come back on. Okay, let's all start out with a prayer, amen. All righty. Lord God, grant that our spirit may recognize your spirit and your love, so that our lives cannot be swallowed up by past concerns, but are lifted to something higher. Help us to hold fast to all the blessings you have allowed us to experience. The blessings you will certainly continue to give even though new battles and new troubles are all around us. Send a great light to shine among the many people whose task is to lead the way so that your kingdom may come. Send light so that your name may be honored through our human deeds, and you may be known as life for all. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to play some great gospel hip-hop by our local resident DJ, Beanie Loco. He put together this mix. So sit back and enjoy. Amen.
This is Silk Deal Double G, and when I need to hear the word, I listen to God's Rainbow Ministries.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up on these stresses. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
Count it up. Line them up. Better start shining on me, get my huddle, no matter that trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous. Won't take that credit, I know what we get it. Them blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad, what a quiet ass, tell him I need a verse. Hit the pew and tell God he's first, hit the studio to body a verse. I remember pushing mama a little way, high and they with no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money, I ain't even tryna brag on it. I just tell it how it really is, I ain't tripping, ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing, I'm just tryna talk about the benefits. I been punching in the clock, tryna keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing cause we ain't never had a lot, but all we need is all we got.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up on these stresses. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Count it up. I put my girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss, baby, clear schedule. Dollar, you a boss, look for something special.
Take me on the PJ, we should go to Mexico. I've been down for you, boy, since when the money was low.
Count it up.
Don't get complacent. Gave it only as a payment, ain't no compensation. I've been praying, though we need another great awakening. Even waiting for repentance among all the nations. I worry about your soul, where you gon' take it? On a highway going to places, yeah. Heaven on damnation, yeah. That we can't escape it, yeah. Got the truth, but you gon' take it, ooh. Can you read the times that we in? How we're staying closer to the end. God, he said, just please repent. One none to perish in all of they sins. And we at it again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Party on the weekend like usual. Homies gon' be chiefin' like usual. But look at you, you gas cause you sin too much. But you keep on going cause you too turned up. Fenton got the Maddox in the streets going nuts. Dignity is slipping, but we like so what? Freedom isn't free if it locks us up. Wisdom still be crying in the streets you run. Yeah, there's a number, we ain't guaranteed none. Know you see my message, praying please wake up. Hell is real and no, it wasn't made for us. But Jesus said it is reserved for unbelievers. Sin took us way down south. Now we on a whole nother route, searching round. Satan twists the marriage and confusing all our kids. Everybody wonder why it is the way it is. God bless America and please make me rich. And a nice crib, just don't tell me how to live. Satan got strings on your back like a puppet. You ain't in control now, Satan got the joystick. Party on the weekend like usual. Homies gon' be chiefing like usual. But look at you, you gas cause you sin too much. But you keep on going cause you too turned up. Yeah, I need the number, we ain't guaranteed none. Know you see my message, praying please wake up. Hell is real and no, it wasn't made for us. But Jesus said it is reserved for unbelievers. So let me ask you a question. If you saw someone drowning that you cared about, would you stand back and do nothing? Nah. 100 problems, don't know how to solve them. Let's try to fame, get rich, ooh. That ain't working, so you try to perk a set, tweak the brain a little bit, ooh. Feeling nothing, so you hit the strip club, made it rain a little bit, ooh. I was in the same trap, tried, cries, I ain't been the same since, ooh. Granted, she was standing right there when I sat and played with the sin, ooh. I know she prayed when I was haywire, other side of that fence, ooh. I'd have been down bad in them trenches, used to ride with that split, ooh. But hit a dead end of my rope, I was tired, I was spent, ooh. Somebody told me about Jesus, so I paid it attention, ooh. Sick of the nonsense and the drama, so I gave it a listen, ooh. He was like, Jesus died for your sin, really anybody could get it, ooh. I was like, why not, let me go ahead and see if this is just, ooh. I was the church and said, God, here I am, I ain't trying to leave the difference, ooh. Tired of the waiting and tired of the hate and myself, not to mention, ooh. I won't lie, yeah, I cried when I heard all the preaching, ooh. It was like God was talking to me the whole time I was listening, ooh. I knew right then I was a sinner, I need to repent, ooh. Went to the altar, confessed my sin, man, then I surrendered, ooh. I felt weight lift off my chest, I saw life different. And it's by the blood of Jesus, I ain't been the same since, ooh. 100 problems, don't know how to solve them, told us try to fame and get rich, ooh. That ain't working, so you try to perk a set, tweak the brain a little bit, ooh. Still nothing, so you hit the strip club, make a friend a little bit, ooh. I was in the same trap, tried Christ, I ain't been the same since. Do what you want, do what you please, but look in the mirror and say what you see. All fact though, really you empty, all fact though, really you empty. Lucky for you, this is true, lucky for you, this is true. This the good news, Jesus, he cared about you. He got a new life for you, no more searching. Put your sin in the hurts, repent, get rebirthed. No more hurting over past decisions. God, he can't forgive it, all your dirt. Ain't gotta carry that, let Jesus bury that. Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. 100 problems, don't know how to solve them, so let's try to fame and get rich, ooh. That ain't working, so you try to perk your set, tweak the brand a little bit, ooh. Still nothing, so you hit the strip club, made it rain a little bit, ooh. I was in the same trap, tried Christ, I ain't been the same since. I was in the same trap, tried Christ, I ain't been the same since, ooh. I was in the same trap, tried Christ, I ain't been the same since, ooh. I was in the same trap, tried Christ, I ain't been the same since, ooh. I was in the same trap, tried Christ, I ain't been the same since, ooh.
started from a spinning, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. I started from a spinning, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. Started from a sinner, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. I started from a sinner, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. Now I done been a sinner from the jump, living in my sin that was raising by the month. God, I was trying to get it on my own, but I'm blind without you, I couldn't find my way home. And now I'm shouting, God, where you at? You said repent and be baptized, so I took a bath. God, I just think it's funny how it goes. First I'm living in my sin, now I'm living for the Lord. Cause I started from a sin and now I'm saved.
He just be
gave his life and he rose from the grave. I started from a sin and now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. Started from a sin and now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. I started from a sinner, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. Boys tell stories about the man. Every Sunday I could hear about my Lord and I shouted, God, I was once a boy, now a man. Cause I'm walking in your steps and my mind no longer clouded, God. I'm just giving credit where it's due. Let the glory go to God, never you. And just as a reminder to my Lord, I'ma never stop praising you, even in a storm. Cause I started from a sinner, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. I started from a sinner, now I'm saved. And he rose from the grave. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. You pulled me out of darkness, showed me light. I just wanna say that I love you. God, I put no one above you. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. You pulled me out of darkness, showed me light. I just wanna say that I love you. God, I put no one above you. Started from a sinner, now saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. I started from a sinner, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. Started from a sinner, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave. I started from a sinner, now I'm saved. Jesus gave his life and he rose from the grave.
Praying on my knees, I couldn't stand up. Voices in my head, they want my downfall. More I read my words, more you loud up.
ATL, Jacob, ATL, Jacob.
You know what I need and I got you. Sometimes when I'm praying on my knees, I get far. You know I be fighting against my demons when I'm strong. Then I found out Jesus is the one I really wanted. I knew that you noticed. When I'm alone, I keep it real. Talking on the phone, but I know that you gon' hear me. I get in my feelings when I know that you be with me. Your relationship gon' heal me. Flying around the world. Holy Spirit, come in here. Cause I get more vulnerable on this earth. Would you love me, know that Jesus is in the head. I know God gon' keep it real.
I will wait for you.
The real one, exactly what it is.
Waited for me, Lord, so how could I not wait for you? You've been faithful, so why would I not be faithful too? Lead his world and follow him, that's what his grace will make you do. The potter's perfect with his hands, he's molding and he's shaping you to the image of his son. Yeah, to the perfect image of his son. Hey, promise me some things I still ain't seen it yet. That can only mean that I don't need it yet. The right thing at the wrong time could be a threat. If you don't stay in your lane, that could be a wreck. If he ain't the head of your life, then that could be your neck. Gotta learn the way you turn, it ain't your season yet. How you say you left it in his hands, but you still got it? How you trying to take over the plane from the pilot? Gotta take the time to go and talk to him in private. Remember every time he came through and he provided. Yeah. Don't you know a promise from the Lord ain't a maybe? Free, he saved me. You can have the same thing. Run to him now, he is waiting for you.
Lord, my daddy, when you cry, when you try to get me. Tell me now, I need you to be glad, yeah. I will wait
what is
this? I'm away from you.
Don't stay cause you know that's why I wanna
be here. I'm away from you.
Corner and shout it out, press to make you new. Ain't no sense walking around trying to figure out into rain and you. Say, Lord, forgive me, I've been running, running away from you. Simple prayer, bring a day of redemption, redemption here for you. Ooh, tell your sin, time to cut it out, cut it out. Oh, don't want your soul to burn up in flames.
Be deceiving more than your favorite actress. 400 followers but still feeling lonely. Hard to bend to them rated like Angelina Jolie. GPS telling you wrong direction. Jesus telling you he's the resurrection. But keep running back to the hazardous daily living and ravenous randomness and the cannibal. They proud of the policy, honestly started me, bother me, modesty, novelty, more like anomaly. People live partially seeing a prophecy, audibly spoken by progeny. Wanted apology, I am said you have forgotten me like. Hope and correction would truly change our hearts. Jesus committed, but he can't do your part. Yeah, our creator made us for freedom. I hope you've seen, you need him. He told us go help and free him like.
You ain't with them, then you're losing. Real saints and we ruling, not your average. We stating the facts and we leaving the past. And told by the cause we battling. The Holy Spirit got me strong like a masculine. Patrolling everything that be passing in. If it's credit you need, then we putting it in. And if it say that you're living, then be free from sin. You ain't got to turn back to look for love. God is better than money, girls, and thugs. Love it that I got joy and peace is better than the clubs, drugs, and drinks. It makes you think, huh? Why keep your mind bound and blind when all you gotta do is seek him to find? You running out of time. How good is God for the peace in your mind?
Hold up. We gonna come right back. Want to send big shout out to Rain's Church. Refreshing Fountain. Pastor First Lady Burton. Doing big things. Let's go.
Jesus paid the dues like he owed the fans, and he did it all with his own life hang on the cross for our sin, for life intriguing. Never let the people in to be what you believe in. None of us deserve it. I know it hurts, but none of us is worth it. Believe the word and break past attachment. Receive the Lord and get their reaction. If it ain't about God, then I'm passing it. I love the word and the way they enhancing it. It's God's word and let us post up in it. But you better get it right before you roast up in it. I used to be the queen of the tricks and trades, but now that I'm changed, man, I love being saved. I'm being prepared for that place, and I wouldn't be nothing without God's grace.
I am trying to live righteous. Gotta read the word when I open up my eyelids. Child of the king, so address me as your highness. Devil talking crazy, got pulled up, then he a fightless. I ain't perfect, running back. I'm trying to live righteous. Gotta read the word when I open up my eyelids. Child of the king, so address me as your highness. Devil talking crazy, got pulled up, then he a fightless. I ain't perfect, but I'm on the way and he the pilot. Hey, what he finna talk about? I'm saying what I did, nothing about it though. How much favor on the kid? That's a large amount. Don't be speaking on this child, watch your mouth. Let me switch to the flow when I'm dead and I'm gone. Wanna walk on the road of it, paper gold. It's not about words when I'm putting the work on these checks and the goal is saving souls. I got a message for secular rappers, but I don't know, should I?
Let them know.
Okay, hold on. Hey, all the trash that you writing, you can tear it up. Me ain't got like Bluetooth, cause we pairing up. All that barking that you doing ain't scaring nothing. Don't make me throw my dog out it like it's Air Bud. Cold world, get your air mush. The devil can use his own army, it still ain't fair enough.
Nope.
He'll be laid out on the ground, eyes staring up. With me over top of him, watching him like I did.
I dare you to move.
Gotta be the word when I open up my eyes. Child of the king, so address me as tight. Never talking crazy, got pulled up. I'm trying to live righteous. Gotta read the word when I open up my eyelids. Child of the king, so address me as your highness. Devil talking crazy, got pulled up, then he a fightless. I ain't perfect, running back. I'm trying to live righteous. Gotta read the word when I open up my eyelids. Child of the king, so address me as your highness. Devil talking crazy, got pulled up, then he a fightless. I ain't perfect, but I'm on the way and he the pilot.
When people ask how you make it out of 2020, tell them this. Hey.
He did it, he did it, he did it.
Every time I think about the goodness of Jesus, man, he blows my mind. I don't know where I'd be without him. Whatever I'm feeling alone, I know he's by my side. No, I can't see him, but I feel his presence near me.
When I send up a prayer, he hear me. I was blind, now I'm seeing so clearly. What's there to do wrong way, I gotta admit it. Had to pray to the Lord that my sins be forgiven. Yeah. And he did it.
Ooh, yeah.
Now I'm winning. I get a witness. Let's keep falling like dominoes. Should have been dead a long time ago. Guess that it wasn't my time to go.
Yeah, I'm guessing that it wasn't my time to go. Yeah, yeah.
And now when I hop in the pool, gotta spit the truth. I can't take no credit, I thought that you knew. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Show.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Keyboard
you can put me on hold.
Okay. All right. Okay. Alrighty, well, let's get into tonight's message. It's taken from the Gospel book of Mark, and it's Mark chapter 14. Jesus suffered before he was crucified. People often talk about the suffering that Jesus experienced on the cross, and for a good reason. The death that Jesus endured for us was brutal and barbaric. But that was not the only suffering that Jesus experienced. To fully appreciate all the sacrifices that Jesus made for us, we must also take into consideration that many ways that Jesus suffered leading up to the crucifixion. The suffering of Jesus. It had to be painful for Jesus knowing that one of his own disciples, Judas Iscariot, was willing to betray him for money. Peter's denials only added to the pain. And as Jesus went to pray to his Father and prepare himself for the cross, he asked Peter, James, and John to keep watch, and they fell asleep. Jesus responded in Mark chapter 14, verses 37 to 38. Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not come into a temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our focus verse for today's lesson is Mark chapter 14, verse 36. And he was saying, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. As Jesus prepared to be crucified, the human side of Jesus was looking to see if there was a way to avoid the agony that was in front of him. But Jesus understood what his Father had asked him to do, and he was obedient to his Father until the very end. During his final days on earth, Jesus demonstrated all the qualities that Christians are supposed to have, including endurance, perseverance, and obedience. The emotions of Jesus. We are blessed to have a Savior to experience all the emotions that we experience during times of adversity, including loneliness, rejection, and sadness, and fear. And for this reason, Jesus can relate perfectly to our struggles. As an hour of his death approached, Jesus pleaded with his Father. In Mark chapter 14, verse 36, Abba, Father, all things are possible, for you remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. There are two points considered regarding the above scripture. Jesus pleaded with his Father for relief. Ultimately, he did what he always did and obeyed his Father. Being submissive to God means submitting to the will of God even when we do not want to or it is difficult to do so. Forgiving and loving our enemies. We can learn a lot from the suffering of Jesus, including the importance of loving our enemies. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commanded us to love our enemies. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may prove yourselves to be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors, do they not do the same? And if you greet your only brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Even the Gentiles, do they not do the same? Therefore, you shall be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So loving our enemies is not common practice in the world, and that is the point. As Christians, we serve a higher purpose. We are not of this world. We belong to God. Peter wrote in his first epistle, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim his excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So let us conclude this lesson. As disciples of Jesus, we can learn a lot from the suffering that Jesus experienced and how he responded to it. If Jesus asked for forgiveness for those that demanded his crucifixion, surely we can forgive those who have trespassed against us for far less serious offenses. Another thing we can learn from the suffering of Jesus is how he never let adversity stop him from doing what he was called to do. Jesus never wavered on his commitment to glorify God, and to serve others. Neither should we. We will end today's lesson with the following scripture taken from Apostle Paul's second letter to Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course. I have kept the faith, in the future there is laid up for me in the crowns of righteousness, which the Lord of the righteous judge will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearance. Amen. I hope you got something out of this day's lesson about Jesus' suffering. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we hear at God's Rainbow Ministry, we'd like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. That's right. Press that 1 key and I'll bring you on. Amen. 111. You're on. Okay. 111. You're on here. Hello?
Oh. Hospital. Where are you?
Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
The kid is in asshole. The kid is in asshole.
Goodbye. All right. All right, we got another call here. 111, you're on air.
Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
Where you been, life? You been on the air?
I say what?
Why haven't you been on the air?
I just took some time off. I was resting.
What you been doing?
Nothing.
What's all that hooting and hollering in the background?
I don't know, hooting and hollering.
Is that your boyfriend?
Well, there's no hooting and hollering.
I heard some hooting and hollering.
No, there ain't no hooting and hollering here.
Well, you got to get your hearing aid checked.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
I got a question.
Okay.
What did you mean when you said the Peter's piss missile?
I didn't say Peter's piss missile.
What is a kiss missile?
I said a pistol.
A pistol.
You one of them queers for Palestine?
What?
He's one of them queers for Palestine.
That's no, I'm not queer for Palestine.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You tell me if you see a young Muslim boy's ass.
Goodbye. 111. You're on the air.
Why don't you let him talk? What the hell?
Goodbye. Yeah, that was bullshit. Oh, well, 210, let's bring them on. 210, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Who were you?
Hello?
Hello, where were you?
I was just taking some time off.
Why?
God, I needed to take...
Why?
Yes, I did.
What?
You had health concerns.
Yeah, I had a lot of doctor's appointments, everything going on this past week, so took some time off.
Your bitch didn't want you to do a show. Why don't you just say that?
I'm doing it.
Your boyfriend's getting in some scuffles with the black preachers.
Dr. N is not a black preacher.
He says he is. You call him a lying bear?
He's not a preacher.
He ministers by song.
He's not a minister by phone either.
Why don't you call him what he is?
Nah, I don't call people those names.
You mean
so
N-word?
That's what he is.
I'm not saying he's. I don't call people names.
Well,
I call him
piss
missile. You're in as a piss missile.
Okay. Phone one, you're on the air.
That's an asshole.
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Pastor Rabbi Dean Prophet Archimedes Aphrodisiac Alzheimer's Abortionist Academia Aflac Referee, comedian, real estate agent, abolitionist, mechanic, interwebs, mechanic, Dr. Fixit, Webster's Dictionary, alligator wrestler, King of Signals,
Lord, of all things technical, as best enthusiast, painter, carpenter, shoveler, scrum master, jet ski technician, technical evangelist, landscaper, tech monkey, bishop, senior system administrator, whiz kid, tech savvy, geek, geek swag, social media holic, zookeeper, social media Sith Lord, digital prophet, enthusiast, Galileo, Socrates, Plato, Buddhist boss, and chief obedience officer for internationals, UFC fighter, referee, trainer, and fan, kick-ass developer, rockstar, rugby player, guitar instructor, chief people pleaser, man count specialist, arsonist preventer, pussy pleaser, and above all, MDS, PDS, Cornelius. How are you, my son?
I'm great. And you?
I am highly and blessed and favored and bona fide as a spectacular blog talk show host and pastor.
Okay.
Kenny, Dr. N was insubordinate on my show today. So I will have a show where I might limit him a little bit, but tell your Tony F that I will put him on check. You know I put people on check, right, Kenny?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yes, I don't like what he said. You do not hear this on the air, but Dr. N said, and I quote, "I shut that bitch Tony F up," so I was really upset at him for saying that. You know what I mean, Kenny? I will not have him say that about your other half, Kenny, because I respect you, Kenny. Same way you respect me. Right, Kenny?
Yeah.
So, Kenny, who do we have on the call and on call waiting and on call busy?
Nobody's waiting to be picked up on. They haven't pressed the one
key. Because they have not raised their hand. They haven't pressed the one key.
Right.
If you want to come on, they have to press the one key. Right, Kenny?
Right, you gotta press that one key.
So, Kenny, Dr. N has been very explicit on several things. He wanted to know, has Tony F heard of this sexual practice? It's called shrimping. Shrimping involves one male being on the receiving end of a line of males who take turns engaging in anal sex with the first male. Once everyone has made a deposit into the bank of savings and rectum, one lucky guy, usually celebrating his birthday, inserts a PVC pipe into the receptacle's rectum and uses it to make a withdrawal, if you know what I mean. Can you believe Dr. N was asking about such a thing, Kenny?
I don't know what Dr. N was doing. I don't think Dr. N needs to be on your show.
I don't want him on my show, but at the same time, I have laws I have to abide by. I am an equal opportunity employer. So if I fire him, he might sue me for dissemination.
Nah, he won't sue you. Not paying.
Well, I don't want to risk it. You know, with the whole Negro Lives Matter movement, Kenny.
They're out there. Black Lives Matter.
They're out in the bed. And I do not want them coming in my house. It is bad enough. They're in New York, close to the Canadian border, Kenny.
Okay.
So, Kenny.
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. I'm going to give a shout-out to the Alabama football team, Crimson Tide, Roll Tide. Amen. All right. I didn't get a chance to check on the scores because Alabama was playing earlier today. I don't know if they won or not, but I hope they did. Amen.
Kenny, I am Canadian, and I can let you know that they are still playing. There is that metric.
Playing?
Yes, Kenny. And they are tied, Kenny. And also,
Are they winning?
Kenny, when someone is tied, that means they are tied.
Oh, they're tied. And I didn't hear you.
Kenny, what are we going to do with you, Kenny?
I don't know.
You have missed many, many shows. You have been not around, and everyone has been worried. My flock has reached out to me and have said, please, please, great, dear, awesome leader with big penis, pray for Kenny, that he is not hurt, that he is not in crate, that he has not forgotten to put his helmet on, that he is not concussed. So Kenny, do you have a concussion from not wearing your helmet?
No, I don't wear a helmet anyway.
Okay, but Kenny, if you do have a concussion, you might want to take another week off.
Okay. 111,
you're on
here. Because
if you have a concussion, let's bring on 111, Kenny.
Yes. You're on here, 111.
Ken. Hey, Ken.
Yeah. What's up, Johnny?
This is Longfeather.
Yeah.
Greetings, dear leader, also. Greetings to you.
Hello, Johnny Featherlung.
Did you know there was a boycott on? I think the boycott's still going on.
Wow. There's
a boycott on the Kenny Show.
Yeah, the Ken Show's been boycotted. What I heard is that Ken was being a chicken bitch, and he quit doing the show for a week because he was scared of BBF and the boycott.
Nah, that's not true. Not scared of BBF one iota. I could give a shit less about BBF.
By the way, congratulations on the San Antonio Rangers being the World Series champions.
Yeah, it's not the San Antonio Rangers. They're the Arlington Rangers. They just happen to be a Texas team.
It is the Texas Rangers, Kenny. They just happen to be an Arlington team.
Okay.
I am Canadian, and I know more about American politics and more about American sports, okay? But
okay.
Why do you think BBF is boycotting you, and why are you scared of him, Kenny?
Well, I'm not scared of him. He's boycotting me because he wants to suck my dick.
No.
Yeah, he does.
No.
And I won't
it
let
was
him.
About,
I won't let
it
him.
Was about...
Okay.
Well, he also accused me of wanting to do that, too, which is very offensive. He was boycotting you because you play the 72-minute beanie mixes.
I don't play 72-minute beanie mixes. I only play what they are. They're 22 minutes, 20 minutes, okay? I don't have a 72-minute beanie mix.
Kenny, what is 20 plus 22 plus 30?
Say what?
What is 20 plus 22 plus 30?
72.
Aha!
Well, there you go, Kenny.
Three beanie mixes at 72 minutes, Ken.
Yeah, well, I don't play all one time. 1-1-1, you're on there.
Oh, shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
All right, DJ2, how you doing?
Oh, I've been better, man. I'm not doing too hot, but I wanted to call in. Heard you using some profanity. Don't think the people that I'm with appreciated that very much. The staff here, I don't think appreciates the language, but that's all right, brother.
He's getting a penis reduction.
Unfortunately, that...
To black slaves.
Oh. Unfortunately, Kenny, I am dealing with some health issues, brother, but I wanted to call in because I heard my brothers on the show, Mr. Johnny Longfeather, and also Leader of the Flock, of course. Hope you boys are doing well. Kenny, I hope you're well, man. I heard you haven't been doing a show. Did BBF put his foot down?
No.
Yep.
Kenny, I think you need to start doing shows again, man. I need the Lord right now.
I
need the Lord to heal my kidneys, Kenny. I need the Lord to heal my... Kenny, don't cut me. Kenny, I'm not joking,
don't cut him
man.
Off.
No, no, seriously. I want the Lord to heal your kidneys.
Kenny... That you were very you just cut me off, man. That was never mind. I'm sorry for calling, Kenny. Have a good night.
Jesus, Ken.
Kenny, I understand you having a problem with Dr. N, but you do not have to take it out on the entire African American community.
That's the one who's ill. He's got illness issues. Probably sickle cell because he's black.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway,
Bishop, I want to say a prayer for you. I hope your kidneys heal, my brother. I pray to Abba, Father, Elohim, Yahweh, Yeshua, Yeshua, Abba, Father, Joshua, I pray, Joshua, that
Joshua,
the
Higgins.
Kidneys of Dr. Bishop Donnie Cornelius II, J.R., are healed For this, I pray to Abba, Father, Elohim, Jesus, baby Jesus, Yeshua,
Joshua
Higgins.
Yes.
Higgins,
all right.
Yeshua,
I
pray to them. And I also pray that you heal his kidneys in a very, very killable, fast way. And please, I also pray that my good friend Kenny is not concussed and is not scratched, and only then will he be able to do shows. But if he has a concussion, then don't let him do shows, Abba Father. For this I pray to you. Amen. And please stop all that talk about men wanting to suck other men's penis. Kenny, please don't say that Johnny Featherlong wants to suck your penis. It is unholy.
Yeah, quit that.
I pray to Abba Father that Kenny stops wishing other men that are not Tony F to suck his penis. Kenny, I am praying for you, and I am praying for everyone, because I am a good pastor, friend, father, lover, archaeologist, and bona fide butcher chef. Chihuahua, Tijuana, hallelujah.
Okay.
I'm going to say goodnight,
everybody.
Why the hell? Why did you hang up? You hung up. Why did you hang up on him?
I didn't hang up on him. He just cut off.
Ken.
Oh, well. Good night. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Let those kids you have in your tool shed free. I'm your neighbor. You have some kids in your...